Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, live and feeder futures should open with uneven prices this morning, thanks to follow-through selling and short covering. Similarly, the hog contracts are likely to open on a mixed basis as well, tied to further bear spreading and profit-taking. Now, it would be surprising to see the cash cattle trade show life as early as today. Rather, bids and asking prices likely to stay hidden until tomorrow or later in the week, with both sides closely monitoring futures and wholesale business for clues regarding cash potential. And guess is that initial asking prices in our part of the country, $120 to $122. And look for the cash hog trade to resume today with steady to firm bids. Preliminary ideas seem to be anticipating a weekly slaughter around 2.15 million head. We're still 2 or 3 weeks away from increasing supplies. On the downside, the demand side, exports remain strong, and the peak in bacon prices may not surface until early August. Well, forecasts for hot, dry weather next week in the Northern Plains and the Midwest triggered active buying in the crop markets yesterday, with the 2018 soybean months setting contract highs. The latest 6 to 10 day outlook puts the heart of the heat wave over the Dakotas and Montana, areas that have already had 90 plus degree days. The Midwest will be hot in that forecast, but not as much, but dry conditions are expected from the plains to the Midwest. Now, wheat rebounded sharply yesterday from the losses late last week. September's soft red winter wheat remains well above moving averages and moved back into overbought territory on the charts with an RSI of about 71.5. The hot forecast for spring wheat plus the gains in the corn and soybeans pushed winter wheat higher. Now, the corn did add 9 to 10 cents to recent gains, with new crop December the highest in a year. The contracts finished near the day's highs despite the grain dealers reporting a rush by farmers to sell old and new crop supplies. The soybeans charged higher with actively traded August, well above key moving averages and in overbought territory on technical charts with an RSI near 80. We'll check your futures in a moment.
One of the great summertime traditions, Week in the Rockies 29, coming up the 10th through the 14th of July, on by Superior Livestock, originating from Breckenridge, Colorado. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 233,000 head. To check out the full schedule, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Week in the Rockies 29, July 10th through the 14th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
August live cattle at the close down 95 yesterday, 113.82. October down 40 cents at 113. August feeder cattle down 35, 144.67. September was down 35 at 144.67. August hogs down 122 at 82 even. And October was down 102 at 69.95. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September up 14 and a quarter at 557 and a quarter. December up 14 and a half at 583 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September up 15 cents at 550. And December up 16 and a quarter at 574. September corn up 9 and a half, 402. December was up 10 cents at 414 and three quarters. August soybeans up 23 and three quarters at 1024 and three quarters. September up 23 and three quarters at 1030. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.